David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hi, this is Stacy from The Advisor, and today I'm so excited because we have a very special guest today. We have Charlotte Adams, and she is a guitar educator and a guitar teacher, and she really dives deep into music, and she's really passionate about music, and she has a lot to teach and a lot to share about guitar and about how it really incorporates your soul and how, all the different beautiful things it could do for you. And she has a lot to tell us, so I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to give the book right to Charlotte. And Charlotte, tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do, because I'm very excited to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here too, Stacy. So a little about myself, just a little. I grew up singing and did a little, playing piano and ukulele when I was little, and then found the guitar when I was about 14, and that was it. So you couldn't get that in my hands after that. So I went on to perform, but when I was in college, I also started teaching because, like most guitar teachers, they think, I got to get some money somewhere, some more money. So I started teaching and I haven't stopped. So I've been teaching for a lifetime, and that grew and grew and grew. I kept performing, but the teaching now is my main thing. And about a little over 20 years ago, I made my first guitar video, educational video. And so I started a website, and then that gave me a place to start writing. So I ended up writing books and more books. And then a few years ago, I wrote a 2-book set that I called You and Your Guitar, which is not a method book. It's really how to think, learn, play, steps to go through for optimal learning, learning skills, what I call character skills, patience and inspiration, motivation, things like that. And the other book that goes with it is a journal and practice log. So when I did that, I said, this other website's not going to cut it. I gotta have a website that reflects what I'm doing now and reflects this book. So I started my current website, which I call Limitless Guitar, which describes it. Just that, we're going to lift limits. You don't have to have your limits in your playing. So whether you're a beginner or you've been playing for years or you're a professional, it's common to just hit a place where I can't go any further. But I'm about opening a place up for you so that you can go further. So that's real exciting for me. I teach one-on-one right now. I do everything online. For most of my career, I've done all kinds of stuff, workshops, retreats, in-person, online, all kinds of different ways to go about it. But right now I'm teaching online, and it's not just your typical lessons in so much that you're not required to come every week for a lesson. You can come whenever you want to. You can have a consultation. You can have what I call coaching, which is maybe once a month and whenever you choose. So that if you are already playing, then you're not trying to fit into my schedule or what I think I need. I'm fitting to you. So I always feel like, I'm here for the student. They're not here for me. So that's basically what I'm doing. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Still doing a lot of writing. I write for my website, and I still put together things like books and stuff. So, yeah.
I love that. I always loved music ever since I was a child and growing up. But I remember you were writing about this in one of your articles, but you were saying how you don't have to actually be born with it. Cause I tried playing, and I remember I had this woman, she came over the house, and I tried playing the piano first. Cause I love the piano. I love all the instruments, but I thought if I could learn how to play the piano, they say the guitar will come very easy to you. So then I started to try to learn the piano, but then I got to a certain point and I had a lot of difficulty. And so then I didn't attempt to play the guitar because I thought, well, if I had difficulty in the piano, I probably won't, maybe I'm just not musically inclined. Maybe, you know, I'm more of a listener because when I listen to music, I feel like I go off into another world. Now, do you have to be musically inclined in order to learn how to play? Because some people, you hear stories about some musicians, they just sat behind the piano or they just picked up a guitar and they started playing. And then you have people like me who are just, the coordination is difficult, you know. What's your intake? Do you have, can everybody learn, or sometimes it's just hard for certain people? Yeah.
No, everybody can absolutely learn. And that's really what you and your guitar, that book I was talking about, is about. Because you can grow your talent. You can learn the skills. Well, for one thing, you have to invest the time.
Right.
I think in our culture, everything is so fast and people just expect results really fast. And to get something deep and rich in your life, you have to invest in it
Yes.
and be there. And, I just read something this morning I found astounding. I don't even know if I can believe it, but if I do, it's a little depressing. But somebody did a study. They asked 10,000 people at various times if you could skip ahead and get to the end of what you're doing right now, would you do that? And like 40% of the time, people said yes.
Wow.
Wow, it made me think that's why people don't want to practice guitar. They want to pick up the guitar and play it. The process of learning is so rich. And every minute of it is wonderful. Every minute of it. But you have to step into that and surrender to it. So if you're in that mindset that, no, I just want to get to the end, well, you could do that. Go push play on some music recorder and play that music. But if you want the experience of playing an instrument, then you put yourself into it. So there's that. And then there's also, you know, what you think about yourself. Do you think you can do it? Because if you think you can't do it, I guarantee you can't do it.
Right.
Then there's learning skills that are so important. And this is what I work with all my students with every day, is, you know, things like break it down into smaller bits, play this more. Oh, stop playing that so much. You already know that. You're getting driving yourself into a rut. Like, when to do more repetitions, when to do fewer repetitions, when to go faster, when to go slower, maybe what skill to take next, you know, the order in which you learn the skills. I have a thing, I have a page on my website that helps you assess that. So you can answer questions about what you do and don't know, and then get the suggestion to what you need to go, where you need to go at that point to get optimal learning efficiency and satisfaction. So learning skills, how you think about yourself, how you think about the music, what you've been told in your life. You may have to overcome having somebody tell you, oh, you're tone deaf, or you can't carry a tune in a bucket, or you'll never be good at that.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's a lot to overcome, but you can do it. You can do it. And I want to support people in doing that. And it works. So, yes, anybody can learn. And I have read the biographies of several very famous musicians who did just that. They just worked. They surrendered to it. And they went to the top.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. Those are inspirational things. So you can read things like that to inspire you.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff helps. But practicing and practicing in a particular way with a particular mindset and regularly is golden. Yeah.
I love how you use that. You have to surrender to it. I like that.
Yeah. Well, don't you think that that's what you need to do for anything that you care about?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Really? Really? You know, if you have one foot in, one foot out, guess what? You're never going to get there.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when you say mindset, I think that you really have to just believe in yourself. You have to have that belief. Is that what you mean when you say mindset? You have to have that.
Yeah. Merged with these other things.
Yeah.
Now, I did have a student at one point who just He loved the movie. Oh, I know, I can't think of the name, but it's the one about the high school band teacher that Richard. Yeah, okay, well, you may know
I
this.
know which one you're
Anyway,
talking about. I can't think of the
he
name
loved
either.
that movie, and it's a feel-good movie. But he was always quoting it, and he was just saying, "I know, I just have to believe in myself." And some that one day I said, "You know what, Kevin? I think you also need to practice." Because he had in his mind, if he just believed in himself enough, but no, you have to put your hands on it and do it. You know,
Right.
and that's the same thing with any kind of manifestation. You
Yes.
know, show me that you're interested in doing this so you can do it. You make the investment, you know,
Right.
you make the investment too. But part of that investment is that mental discipline and willingness to change your mind about yourself. To
Right.
change your mind, know that you can do it. To change your mind, that know that it's okay for you to be good at this. To change your mind that you don't have to be perfect every time you pick up your guitar, or maybe anytime. You don't have to play anything perfectly. You just take another step and take another step. I always laugh at myself because I practiced a lot and I worked really hard for a lot of years. And then I found myself one day in my studio playing, and I was just overjoyed. And I thought, how was I able to do that? How could I do that? Well, I did it. Because then I had to really laugh because obviously I could do that because of all the investment. But after you make that investment and after you surrender to it for a certain amount of time, it feels like magic.
Yeah.
And you see someone else playing and it seems like magic. But
Yeah.
trust me, they made the investment. They
Right.
always made the investment. They may not have the words around it. They may not be able to talk about music theory or, you know, name certain things on the fretboard, but they still know it,
Yeah.
right? Yeah. So that's another thing. I mean, people think, oh, well, the greats never were educated about music. They didn't know anything about music. Yes, they did. They just didn't have the words around it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so
Yeah.
true. That really is so true. I think people have to really have more self-worth in themselves, and they have to just believe in themselves. And when you believe in yourself, you'll have the willingness to really want to work at it, and then you'll get there. You'll get there.
And you can be a tortoise. You don't have to throw yourself into it hours a day.
Right.
Just stay with it and stay with it and stay with it. But don't pop out of it. You know, again, not only does our culture really want rapid results in the long term, but in a short term also. Like I'll
Yeah.
see a student, I've gotten to where I just ask people to just practice for me.
Yeah.
Like when I was younger, I'd say, oh, go practice this. And like most teachers do. And then they'd bring it back and I could critique it and correct it and show them the next thing. But now I'm just like, well, show me what you did, you know, because then
Right.
I can see the process. And so often they'll do it two or three times and they'll go, see, I can't do it. I'm
Right.
like, no, you do it 12 more times this way. I want you to think about this, and that, and then it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then awesome. You know, but you have to stick with each part longer. Don't pop out of your chair. You know, don't check your emails and your texts during your practice time. Be with your instrument. This is your time for that. You
Yeah.
know, it's a lovely gift. It's a lovely gift. So we need to honor it, and then we get back. Feels like way more than we put in.
Yeah. Oh, for
Yeah.
sure. You know, it's amazing how beautiful and how music can make you feel. It just changes your mind, the way you think, the way you feel inside it, and it can stimulate you. And at the same time, you could be listening to a sad piece of music. It can make you cry. It's amazing how it controls your emotions and how it can control your mind, everything about your body. Music, it really can control you, but in a good way. And you know, some of my best Pete
Comfort you.
what?
And it can comfort you,
Oh,
you
it
know.
definitely can. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And playing it, I mean, listening to it does all that, but playing it, that's another thing about just getting into like a cycle. Just playing it. I mean, I've had times when I was grieving and I would go in and play a song that was a appropriate for that, and
right.
just and sing it over and over and over and over again, just a cycle, like a loop, you know.
Yeah.
I'm okay. You know, then I can go on. Yeah. So and whether you sing or not, I mean, you can do it with your singing, you can do it with your instrumental versions of stuff. But so there's a lot of different things that it does. And nowadays, you know, everything you pick up talks about, oh, you should learn an instrument because it helps you with your cognitive skills, or you know, that's the main thing. All the things that music is good for, but I don't really, music is good for your soul. This
Yeah.
is humanity.
Yeah.
Just a basic, deep need, a visceral part of life, you know.
Yeah.
So I think by devaluing music in the schools, it has really made people think more in terms of, can you make money, or is it going to make you smarter? Is it going to help you not get Alzheimer's? And yeah, those are great things. I'm not saying they're not great things, but well, probably not going to make a lot of money with it. But what about just your soul and your connection to people and your connection to life? You
Right.
Know?
No, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I know before we had before we started the show, you were mentioning the importance of singing and how you don't really see that a lot. You see people playing music, but people aren't singing songs like they used to, and you feel like that's really hurting us. Can you go more into depth about that?
Yeah, I think songs are important. I like simple songs. And if you want to play an instrument, it's important. I started on this sort of mission that I'm currently on because I hear so many people that get to a high level in some things about guitar playing, like shredding, you know, like they can play fast leads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they get stuck and they can't go beyond those boundaries. But
Yeah.
also, even if they're not really great at shredding or whatever,
Yeah.
people get stuck because, and I do think there's another reason for this that I can get to in a minute, but they don't have a foundation. And the
Right.
foundation is, you know, learning songs, a lot of songs with common chord progressions,
Right.
what I would think of as simple. When you do that, then you get your ear attuned to that. So then you can pick up your guitar, or if it's some other instrument, and you can play what you hear.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, oh, I can't play by ear. Well, you, a big step in that is listening, listening, listening,
Right.
listening.
Right.
And so you get that. You develop your pitch sense, which is part of that, a big part of that, your
Yeah.
inner ear. And then the other thing is you just, the thing I was talking about, like comforting, stimulating, exciting, learning, all the different things you get from songs. So,
Right.
and these days also a lot of people will learn a few songs or a few things on the guitar, and then that's it. But more and more and more, you'll get to be so much better musician and you'll enrich your life. So
Right.
I'm currently putting together a collection that should be ready in a week or two to give away free as an ebook of songs. Songs
Nice.
that, songs that are in the public domain, which means they're over 100 years old. And
Wow.
if you go, like, if you look, this is so interesting to me because some of these songs are just so beautiful and so wonderful, valuable. And I'm afraid they're getting lost. And if you do a search on the internet like I did for songs in the public domain, you'll see people saying there's nothing in there except trash. It's all old, it's horrible, you won't find anything. Well, guess what? I have my beginning book is only songs in the public domain, and now I'm putting 20 more out that are, and then what I'm doing is including with each song a link to my favorite performance by really wonderful musicians. So, you know, we've got
Wow.
Aretha Franklin, Bruce Springsteen, you know, we've got people that people know who they are, and that
Yeah.
you listen to these, you will be moved. You
Oh,
will
yeah.
be. They are amazing renditions, you know, songs that maybe you're familiar with, but you never considered playing or
Yeah.
really knowing. It's so cool. So,
It is.
yeah, that's what I'm kind of hoping that people will just download this book for free and play these songs and enjoy them.
And I think that's so important because, you know, I was telling you earlier that, you know, I used to, when I used to drive with the kids, I'd make them listen to all the older songs, you know, all the oldies from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And, you know, if it wasn't for me playing those songs, they would never know what those songs, you know, who sang them and what the words were. And, you know, if you go back and you may, you name popular songs that we grew up with as kids, our kids have no idea who we're talking about. So I think it's so important to really bring those songs, especially songs from 100 years ago. You know, how wonderful is that to be able to recollect and go back that far in history and to refresh those songs and bring them back into society so people can actually appreciate them and enjoy them. I think we the biggest problem we have is that we're forgetting our past. We're forgetting our history, the good things about it. You know, we tend to remember the bad things, but we have to go back and really remember the beautiful, the good things, the things that can actually have meaning to our lives. Don't you think?
I mean, it's good to embrace new things, but don't throw out the, like you're saying, don't throw out the great stuff that you've already built or enjoyed.
You know, I think that's an excellent idea is to bring back those songs from so long ago. I love it. I can't wait to download the ebook. That sounds like wonderful.
Yeah, you'll be able to find it on my site in a couple of weeks. So.
Oh, wonderful! So it'll be on your website in a couple of weeks then.
Yeah, I have a. I wrote. I think maybe this kind of instigated this for me. I wrote an article. I write articles for my site regularly. And I wrote one recently called Why You Need More Simple Songs. I think that's what I titled it. Anyway, Why You Need More Simple Songs. But it was about learning rhythm and chord progressions and so forth. And I'm certainly going to put that, all the articles, there's like 50 or 55, 60 articles or something under the articles in the menu at the top of the page when you go to my site. So click on articles, and even I don't know if it's going to be on the home page, but I'll definitely put it on that page if you want to get that book.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. We'll put that and down so people can go onto your site and see that in the next couple of weeks. So you have a lot of great articles also to inspire people about music also on your website.
I do. And I encourage people to read them because they're not most of them are not ideas that you're going to find on other websites. So, and they're not really long or difficult, but there's some ideas that I think might help you out.
Now, how many books have you written? Because I know you've written a few. Can you tell us about them?
Well, I think I can't. I think I've written six plus You and Your Guitar, but anyway, I have these things that you might think are more like method books. So I have Getting Started, Moving On, Ear Training Theory. I have one that I and Lead Playing, and then one that I call 52 Lessons, and it's really great for teachers. Like if somebody comes to their lesson, but it's great if you're not a teacher. Somebody comes to their lesson and they haven't practiced. You know, a lot of teachers just get bent out of shape and don't know what to do with them. But
yeah,
I don't. Because I've always got something to teach them.
Right.
There's always more to learn.
Yeah.
So if you are kind of unhappy and don't know what to do with a student, you just pick that up and find something to do with it. So it's not a method book, but it's 52 lessons of things you could, you know, they're good to know. And then I have this two book set, You and Guitar. So, yeah. That I referred to already, and that's not, you don't play with that. I mean, it's not a method book or anything like that. You read it. It's a small book, but I had somebody tell me this is, you know, everything in here is important. Put it by your bedside, and you'll just pick it up. You can open up anywhere and read it over and over again. So that's one of those kind of things, you know. And then the journal is actually, I love the journal. It's beautiful. And it prompts you in more ways. It's more than just a practice log, although it is that, but it also prompts you, you know, to write notes about things that you find inspiring. Maybe out of nature, maybe you saw a painting, maybe you saw a movie. What was funny to you? What was provocative? What made you start thinking in a different way? So you have those kind of prompts as well as your practice log. And so those are it. I guess I have six books plus You and Your Guitar in the journal. So maybe eight. Yeah.
Can they get them on like Amazon or Barnes and Nobles or something like that? Where can they find them?
You can find them on my site.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes they're on Amazon, but it's, I have to say, my site's the best place to get them. You'll know you'll get, if you come to my site, you'll get the best price. I'll always be there because I have them right here.
Right.
And I will send them to you straight away. I mean, there's no delay at all. And shipping is cheap and all that. So,
Oh, that's
and also I have
wonderful.
some bundles. Like if you go to my site, then you can put books together and get the bundle at a better price.
Oh,
So
very nice.
say hello to me when you're there. Because I hear from people trying to get you to come and talk to
I
me.
love that. When you talk about journaling, that's how some of the greatest songwriters started. They just started to journal, they started to write down their thoughts, and it turned into like a hit song. You hear that many times, they wrote one or two sentences, and and musicians, it turned into an amazing song.
You never know.
You
And
never
all those
know.
ideas that you have that just will go away if you don't get them down.
Right.
And it includes like fretboard diagrams that are blank. So if you want to jot down on a staff paper, if you want to jot down your musical ideas, melodic ideas or chord progressions or something, you don't. You can keep those too. And all my books have things in the back where you can print. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to tell you this, but this is really, I like this a lot. I have what I call a virtual studio on my site,
Oh,
and it
nice.
has a lot of, audio, video, and text lessons, as well as a few courses, like if you want to take a course in ear training or chord melody,
Yeah.
music theory. And, it's really cheap for the subscription, but I give the first month for free. And so I'm always telling people, look, it is not going to hurt my feelings if you just go in there for a month. You can learn so much in a month. And if you want to get out and not pay the $9.95, that's fine. I'm not trying to reel you in and keep you forever. I want
Yeah.
you to get what works for you. But you
Right.
should go to the virtual studio because there's a lot of stuff in there. And I thought about that because I do have blank fretboards and I have some downloadable stuff that you can print out. And that's a really good thing to do. I wish
Yeah.
more people would print fretboard diagrams and staff paper and tab and then just write stuff because it is so great for memorizing.
Really?
And people think that they've got something memorized, but when you write it, you know it a lot more deeply. Write
Yeah.
it, teach it, talk about it, look at it from different perspectives. That's the way you really learn something deeply.
Yeah.
So yeah, if plus you can go and print some stuff and get a couple of backing tracks and check it out and stay or don't stay, but get what works for you, virtual studio. So that's in
That
there.
sounds really cool. I like that. And I liked when you said you talked about ear therapy, like when listening by the ear. Can you talk about that a little bit more? That sounds very interesting.
It is. It's really cool. And this is another thing that people think either you can do it or you don't, but you definitely learn this. And anyone who goes to music school learns ear training. They learn how to hear more precisely and specifically and to notate it or put it on their instrument. And then you can get however long you live, is however as you invest is however much you'll continue to improve with it.
Yeah.
But it's what makes me be able to pick up my guitar and play something that I hear right as I'm hearing it, like right after that,
Wow.
So students bring me songs that they're interested in playing, and they say, I'm going to play the song. I say, can you send me a recording of it on YouTube or something? And I listen to it and I show them how. That's because I have trained ears.
Yeah.
The mystery, the way I explain the mystery of it is, if you come out, I live in the country. I live on 25 acres, 2 miles off of a paved road, and I
Wow.
can't see any houses around here or anything. I have horses and all kinds of wildlife. It's
Oh, how
lovely.
nice.
But I say, if you come out here and we go for a little walk and I say, oh, look at that deer, you may say, I don't see a deer.
Right.
Like, okay. And then, everybody can relate to this. Okay, so see that tree that goes this way and see this and that and the other. Okay, now just to the right out, you'll see a little white. That's its tail. Oh, look, that's its head. And you learn how to see that deer. The next time you come out, you'll go, is that a deer? And the third time you'll say, ah, look at that deer.
Yeah.
You learn how to do that. It's the same way with your ears.
Wow.
You set your intention. You have somebody help you, nudge you this way and that way. Okay, it's this way. No, it's a little higher, it's a little lower. And you do that enough time and it starts to work. And
right.
then you can hear it better. And the other thing that's super cool about that is, guess what? Then
what?
When you listen to music, it's so much better.
Yeah.
You're hearing all these things that you hadn't heard before.
Right.
I've had to tell me that even without doing formal ear training with me, they're like, you told me I would enjoy music more after I started taking lessons, and it's a whole new world. So there's all these added benefits.
Right.
Again, do the work. But the other thing that's cool about ear training is you don't have to be sitting there with your guitar in your hand with your designated time frame.
Right.
You doing it a little with your coffee or tea or mid-morning break or whatever. Do it throughout the day as you're listening to music. If you've got earbuds in or something, you can be like, one, three, one, three. If that's a C, that must be an E. Yeah. So you start integrating it.
Right.
It becomes more integrated in your life and your listening.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I could see that though, because if you start really training yourself and you start really listening, you'll start hearing things in a different way than you did before. You'll start appreciating it and you'll start really looking for those different sounds and those different frequencies. Because if you're just listening, you're listening, but it's not resonating. Like, to a point it is, but not as deep as it would if you're starting to train your ear and really listen to the sounds and listen to the notes. And I could see that. Yeah. Oh, that sounds very cool. I like
Well,
that.
and you can do it immediately, today, later today, when you're not talking to me. Wait till we're done. But you can go, when you listen to music, you can start like honing in on different parts of it. Okay, I want to just listen to the bass line now. Ooh, what's that little harmony that, ooh, I heard a woman singing a harmony there. Let me see if I can follow that line. Start to the details and follow certain aspects of it. And then you can listen to form. Like, how poetry has form, like A, B, A, or A, A, B. So music has form too. And you're already aware of this. I know you're already aware of this, but you can put names on it and then you can get a little bit better awareness of it as you move into more sophisticated things. Like, a standard song would have like A, A, B, A. So verse, verse, chorus, verse, or something like that, or A, B, A, B, or A, B, A, B, C, different parts of it. So you can listen for that structure. That's called structure. You can listen for if it sounds like it's in a major mode or a minor mode. And, the basic way you might describe that is major sounds happy, minor sounds sad. And sometimes it'll shift, like, maybe the verse is in major and the chorus is in minor, or vice versa, or maybe it won't. You can start to listen for, is there one chord that just sounds a little different, but it still sounds right?
Right.
That's when that chord left the key, but it didn't go too far away.
Right.
It's still related to the key. And so, like, when you're trying to figure out a song, you can figure it out that way. You can say, okay, I recognize this chord progression, but wait, what's that? That's kind of interesting. Oh, they just went from a C to a C7, but we're in the key of C. I didn't expect that. So
Right.
you start seeing these patterns of things happen over and over again that your ear is picking up. I've heard that before. I can do that. I know what that is. I've heard it before.
Right.
So just with that awareness and that attention, you can do this yourself.
Right.
Great degree.
That sounds awesome. That sounds very exciting.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually going to try it.
I hope you do. I hope you do.
Well, I'm telling you, piano and guitar, I love all instruments, but for some reason, those two always, like, when I would listen to people play it, it was just like, I would melt away. Even, and I can't even, even I've heard violinists play, and it was so beautiful. You know, when you really hear a professional violinist play, you know, that would take me away also. And I would love that when people used to play the guitar, and you can, and you see professional people play, and you know, it was amazing how well they played. Like Eddie Van Halen, he was an amazing guitarist, and he was one of those people. He said that he picked up a guitar and he started playing right away. And you know, but to learn different techniques, like you're saying, is amazing, because then you could really, it doesn't have to seem so hard. And just like you said, believe in yourself. You know, if you believe in yourself and you surrender yourself to music and you really put all that effort into it, just like you would anything else you liked, you could learn it. Just like we don't know how to drive a car when we first go in a car, but we learn because we want to drive, you know?
And there's a procedure.
Yes.
You don't just get in the car and go get on the freeway.
Right,
You
exactly.
have somebody to help you know. No, first you learn this, and then you add that, and then you add the other, and then you add the other. And
Yes.
that's what gets people kind of, you know, in a place where they're stuck a lot of times, because they jump in the middle, and
Yeah.
they might do really well for a while, and then they don't, and then they
Right.
kind of go, oh, we got to go back and fill in.
Yeah.
Open the door, sit in the seat, put in your seat
Right.
belt.
Yeah.
You know, there's stuff missing. There's stuff missing. So that it's just a big part of it. But it's not a mystery. It doesn't mean you're not talented. You just go fill it in. You
Yeah.
know, simple as that. It doesn't reflect on you as being more or less or anything else. It's just simple. Just go get what you need. Put it in there, plug it in, and go from there.
I love it. I love it. And the virtual program that you have on your website, that sounds so interesting. So can you just like go a little bit deeper and tell us a little bit more about the virtual program you have? Because that sounds very cool.
So it's other than the courses, it's just you choose what lessons you want. So there's
Okay.
100, somewhere over 150, I don't know, 150 lessons. And then whatever it is you're working on, I have it divided up into categories. So it's music
Okay.
theory, lead playing, sales
Gotcha.
and exercises, you know, different aspects of playing. And then you just click on the one that looks like it would be helpful to you, and it might be an audio file or a video
Yeah.
or text. And by the way, there's so much in it. I put my whole music theory book. I made videos of myself explaining every concept in the book, and it's
Oh,
all on YouTube.
wow.
So you have a book and the videos of me teaching it, just like we're sitting here together and I'm teaching it. Yeah, so there's some of that stuff in there. There's ear training. I've got my whole ear training course in there.
Oh, wow. That sounds so cool. What is your website address so everybody has it?
Thank you. It's limitless-guitar.com. Limitless-guitar. And if you forget it, if you type in Charlotte Adams guitar or Charlotte Adams Limitless or anything like that, but it should come up on Google the first thing. So, but limitless-guitar.
And we'll put that in the description box. So anyone that wants to click on to Charlotte's website, you'll find it in the description box. It'll have her link to her website in the description box. That sounds
Thank you.
amazing. I
And
listen.
also have a Facebook page with that same name, Limitless Guitar.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, that's a great community to join too, because then you'll get a lot of input from each other. I like that.
And well, I have a Facebook group and my Facebook page. So, you know, follow me on Facebook. But if you want to join my You and Your Guitar group, that's the name of the group, is You and Your Guitar.
Oh,
And that's
nice.
for people who are interested in and involved in this sort of way of learning and playing that I'm describing. And then if you want to find me on Twitter, it's different. I think it's Charlotte Adams Guitar or something like that. But you can find me. And I'm all on. Or if you just go to the website, all my social stuff is on there. You can find that stuff too. So,
Oh,
but
very cool.
I really do like to hear from people, you know,
Yeah.
and I'm sincere about that. I want to know what you're doing and how you feel about it and what I can do for you, or just check in, tell me how it's going or whatever. So you can contact me through the site if you want to write.
I love that. I think engagement is so important because then you can really tend to your listeners' needs when they share really their questions or how they felt about something. You know, I think it's so important for people to engage with the people who they're interested in and want to learn more from. I think that's very important.
Yeah, and it's the thing that's missing if you take online guitar courses. They're for everybody, but you're an individual, you know.
Right.
So I mean, it's great for the people creating the courses because they get the most money and they reach the most people fastest and all that, and it works really well when it does. But you're an individual, and I think most of us really want to ask a question, or we want to say, but wait, I already know this. Can I skip this? Oh, I need to go back and do this anyway. Whatever. We need that. And so that's why I offer, you can just come for a consultation. You don't have to sign up for weekly lessons or, do whatever you need. But I think some combination of one-on-one lessons, courses, question and answer, just if you just are trying to learn only one way, you may find yourself limited.
Now, if you had to emphasize everything that we talked about today, what are some of the most important factors you'd like to really get across to our listeners?
I think I'd just like to get across that if you feel stuck, intimidated, disappointed, that you just don't have what it takes, like you described when you started playing music, then it's just not true. It's just not true. You can do it. You just have found the way to do it. I mean, I think about myself when, I was not athletic growing up. Some people just go out and they just throw a ball and bam, they got, everything. But I'm teachable. And if I have somebody that is kind and patient and knowledgeable and knows how to present things, when to present them, I am super teachable. Right?
Oh, for sure.
I'm
100%.
not alone. Everybody's like that. Everybody's like that. So be kind to yourself and know that if you're not succeeding in the ways that you want to, you're just not yet. It's just not yet. It's not forever.
I love that. I love that. Oh my God, this has been wonderful, Charlotte. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I hope to have you back
Thank
soon.
you.
You
Oh, I
shared
love that.
so much beautiful information, and you were so encouraging. And you've taught me a lot. You know, there's so many different techniques and so many different ways of absorbing music, and how you could really appreciate it even more so. This has truly been a wonderful experience. Thank you so much, Charlotte, for everything. This
Me
has
too. I
been
really appreciate it.
amazing.
I appreciate you having me and all that you say. Thank you, Stacey.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a wonderful day.
You too. I look forward to talking again soon.
Me too. Bye bye.
Bye.